A father watches his child take a wrong step, not dangerous yet, but headed in that direction. What does he do? He doesn't stay silent. He steps in, gently but clearly, and says, "Hey, son, let me help you stay on the right path." The Apostle Paul pictured himself as a father to the believers in Thessalonica. In his first letter to them, he writes, "You know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory." Pay attention to those three words: exhorted, encouraged, and charged. Paul didn't just comfort people. He helped move them toward godly living. And we're called to do the same thing. Each of these three words carries a distinct weight. To exhort is to urge, to call someone toward what they might be tempted to avoid. To encourage is to come alongside, to strengthen what is already there. To charge is to commission, to send someone forward with purpose and responsibility. Paul used all three because real love knows which one is right for the moment. God has placed people in your life, your children, your friends, your neighbor, someone you're discipling. You have influence with them. That influence carries responsibility. Real love doesn't stop at encouragement. It also includes direction. Jesus modeled this perfectly. He welcomed people with compassion, but he also called them to follow him and to walk in a new way of life. Truth and love were never separated in his ministry. He didn't soften the call to make it easier. He gave himself to make it possible. There are moments when people need comfort, and there are moments when they need direction. Knowing the difference and having the courage to offer both is what genuine spiritual care looks like. Is there someone in your life who needs more than encouragement? Someone who needs gentle, loving guidance? Ask God for wisdom to know what to say and the courage to say it with grace. Helping others grow in godliness is one of the most meaningful ways that we can serve Christ.